This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. On the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana tomorrow. The Prime Minister will flag off commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya to lay the foundation stone in the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. Thereafter, he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects in Yamunanagar and address the gathering on the occasion. In the line with this commitment to make the air travel safe, affordable and accessible to all, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of new terminal building of the Maharaja Agrasen Airport in Hisar worth over 410 crore. He will also flag off the first flight from Hisar to Ayodhya. Boosting power infrastructure in the region along with a vision of the electricity reaching the last mile, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deenbandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant at Yamunanagar. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 14.4 kilometer Rewari bypass project worth around 1070 crore under the Bharatmala Pariyojana. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Bhopal today to attend the program organized by the Madhya Pradesh government. The representatives of all the key stakeholders involved in milk and dairy product will also participate in this program. On this occasion, the Madhya Pradesh government will take a significant move for the state's dairies industry with the signing of a collaborative agreement with others. The decision for the collaborative agreement was announced recently by the Chief Minister Mohan Yadav, saying that this step will be a pivotal for enhancing the milk producers' income and producing the milk production in the region. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah has affirmed that both the Union Government and the Maharashtra Government are committed to developing Raigad Fort, the historic seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, a source of inspiration for the youth of the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying homage and offering floral tributes to the occasion of the 345th death anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Raigad Fort in Maharashtra yesterday. Mr. Shah stated that the Union Government is faithfully following Shivaji Maharaj's vision and working tirelessly to establish India as a beacon of hope for the entire world.
स्वधर्म बच गया, हमारी भाषाएं बच गई, हमारी संस्कृति बच गई और आज हम देश की आजादी के 75 साल के बाद दुनिया के सामने सर उठाकर खड़े हैं और हम संकल्प करते हैं कि 100 साल जब हो गया आजादी को दुनिया में एक नंबर पर हमारा भारत होगा उसकी मूल कल्पना इस शिवराय ने रखी.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will inaugurate Vibrant BuildCon 2025, India's largest building materials and construction expo at Yash Bhumi Center Convention Center, New Delhi today. This event, organized by the Blue Zone and supported by the capital of the Ministry of Commerce, will feature 250-plus exhibitors, 700-plus global buyers and 50,000-plus domestic visitors across 27,000 square meters exhibition area. The Supreme Court has ruled that the President must decide on the state bills reserved by the governors for the presidential assent with 3 months. The Apex Court set aside Tamil Nadu Governor R.N. Ravi's decision to withhold the assent to 10 pending bills and in the process ruled that the President should not take more than 3 months in arriving at a decision on the bills referred by the governors. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad, Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with the Chief Secretary and the DGP of West Bengal. The DGP briefed that the situation was tense but under control and was being monitored closely. He further said that more than 150 persons have been arrested and he is taking the assistance of BSF posted locally. In archery, the Indian pair of Jyoti Sureka Venam and Rishabh Yadav clinched the compound mixed team gold and archery World Cup Stage 1 in Orrinbundale, Central Florida last night. In the IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Earlier in the other match, Lucknow Super Giants delivered a strong performance to defeat GT by 6 wickets in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.